Hello, I'm Ray Comfort. Today's teaching is on the subject of atheism.
Hello, I'm Ray Comfort. Today is the topic of atheism.
Atheism, according to the dictionary, is the belief that there is no God.
Atheism, menurutkan kamus kepercayaan Gusti Tewa.
It said that Mussolini, the Italian dictator,
Cik Mussolini, diktator Italia,
when he was a youth, stood on a high pinnacle,
Kirngora nangtung di puncak nuluhur,
lifted his fist to the heavens,
merup ke surga,
and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead.
Omong na Gusti mun ayat tenggel abdi nepi ka maut.
When God didn't bow to the dictates of Mussolini,
waktos Gusti geus ngawarok hayangna,
Mussolini then concluded there was no God.
Mussolini nganggap Gusti teh eueuh.
God did, however,
bakal ngajawab dosana,
answer his prayer sometime later.
Kumaha oge Gusti Raya.
And if you know anything about the death of Mussolini,
naotna Mussolini,
you'll know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly far above all we ask or think.
Ala mampu ngalakukeun uripentana.
Now the foundation for this teaching is in Romans 1 verse 18. Let's turn there.
Jadi dasar pengajaran ieu Roma 1 ayat 18.
Romans 1 verse 18.
Roma 1 ayat 18.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven.
Sebab wara Allah nyata di surga.
Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
Kasagala kabodohan jeung kajahatan manusia.
Who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Ngagorengkeun bebeneran.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them.
Sebab naonu nyaho soal Allah nyata keur maranehna.
For God has shown it unto them.
Sebab Allah tos wawuh ngadawuh.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world.
Naon anu teu kaciri nyaeta kakuatan kalanggengan sarta kailahianna.
Clearly seen being understood by the things that are made.
Kapikirkeun pisan.
Even as eternal power and Godhead.
Pandawana ngawitan dina nyiptakeun.
So they are without excuse.
Pikamaranehna teu bisa ngalawan.
God's wrath abides upon the sinner because of two reasons.
Amarala pikeun nu darosa lantaran dua alasan.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them.
Naon nu kumanehna dipikirkeun hal Allah nyata.
Each of us have a conscience.
Kabeh ngabogaan hate nurani.
And we know the word conscience means with knowledge.
Hate nurani teh pengetahuan.
For God has shown it unto them.
Sebab Allah geus nganyatakeun.
Through the things that he's made.
Ngaliwatan hal nu geus aya.
So that they are without excuse.
Sebab kamaranehna teu bisa nolak.
So with those few thoughts in mind by way of introduction.
Kasababaraha pamikiran.
I would like to share a theory with you.
Aya hiji teori.
A deeply intellectual theory.
Teori nu intelektual.
It's my theory.
Ya abdi.
Of where the Coca-Cola can may have come from.
Di mana asalna kaleng Coca-Cola?
Billions of years ago.
Miliaran tahun nu kaliwat.
There was a big bang in space.
Aya nu ngabeledug di awang-awang.
Nobody knows what caused the bang.
Eueuh nu nyaho saurang oge.
It just happened.
Ujug-ujug aya.
From this bang issued this big rock.
Dina nu bieu aya batu karang nu gede.
And on top of the rock,
dina puncakna,
was trapped some of the sweet brown bubbly liquid.
Aya nu amis, coklat jeung ngabudah.
And billions of years later,
miliaran taun sanggeusna,
aluminum crept up the side of this liquid.
Aluminium naik leuwih tinu sajena.
Trapping it.
Kajebak.
Then it formed itself into a lid.
Tungtungna jadi kaleng.
And then a tab.
Aya tutupan.
And then millions of years later.
Jutaan tahun seterusna.
Red paint and white paint fell from the sky.
Dat beureum jeung bodas murag ti langit.
And formed itself in the words Coca-Cola. 12 fluid ounces.
12 ounces, Dina.
Do not litter.
Lain runtah.
He's saying, man, you're insulting my intellect.
Cik saderek, boom, saderek ngahina.
And so I am.
Itu dia, abis.
See, you know if the Coca-Cola can's made.
Kaleng Coca-Cola teh dijieun.
There must be a maker.
Kudu aya anu nyieunna.
If it's designed,
mun ieu teh direncanakeun,
there must be a designer.
Kudu aya anu ngarencanakeunana.
To believe anything else,
henteu kitu wae percaya,
is to move into an intellectual free zone.
Maju ka daerah bebas intelektual.
Is to have an echo when you think.
Yeung ngabogaan gema waktu sadarek mikir.
Behold the atheist's nightmare.
Ngimpina nu ateis.
Now, if you study a well-made banana,
pamini tenan cau anu alus,
you'll see on the far side there are three ridges.
Di tukangna aya tilu gurat.
On a close side there are two ridges.
Di hareupna dua gurat.
And if you get your hand ready to grip a banana,
mun kurang dicekel,
on the far side there are three grooves.
Bagian tukangna aya tilu bagian.
On the close side there are two grooves.
Hareupna aya dua nu legok.
The banana and the hand are perfectly made one for the other.
Jauh jeung leungeun saluyu nu sampurna.
You'll see that God, the creator of the banana, has made it with a non-slip surface. It has outward indicators of inward contents.
Bagian luar nandakeun leusina.
Green too early.
Ejo atah keneh.
Yellow just right.
Mun koneng geus asak.
And black too late. Now, as with the Coca-Cola can, the makers have placed a tab at the top.
Seperti kaleng Coca-Cola anu nyieun tutupna di bagian luhur.
So the designer of the banana has placed a tab at the top.
Nyiptakeun saya oge sami.
When you pull the tab, the contents don't squirt in your face.
Waktu tutupna ditarik eusina bakal muncrat.
The wrapper has perforations on it.
Kalengna boga pori-pori.
Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand.
Tingali saya na ieu dina panangan manusia.
Has a point at the top for ease of entry.
Tungtungna aya nu ngagampangkeun.
It's just the right shape for the human mouth. It's chewy, palatable, good for you.
Rasana raos pisan.
The wrapper is biodegradable.
Tutupna bisa diturunkeun.
And it's even curved toward the face to make the whole process so much easier.
Ngagampangkeun sagabe kajadian.
Behold the apple.
Tingali apel.
Now there are 10,000 different varieties of apples.
Aya 10,000 jenis apel anu beda.
All the same shape.
Bentukna sami.
On a close side, large groove.
Di luhurna aya lekukan nu ageung.
Made for the human thumb.
Jang jempol manusia.
Far side, smaller groove.
Di bagian handap leuwih leutik.
Made for the human forefinger.
Jang curuk.
On a close side, there is a stalk which is flexible.
Di luhurna aya rang-rang.
So it doesn't go up the thumbnail. Far side, there is a pad.
Di handap aya ganjilan.
So when the apple turns, it doesn't wear out the finger. Junk? The apple.
Apple.
With the apple, you may eat the wrapper.
Kadek bisa ngadahar kulitna.
One of these a day keeps the doctor away.
Tepoeji tekudu ka dokter.
It's chewy, palatable, good for you.
Raos jeung alus keur sadarek.
And when you get to the core of the substance.
Waktu nempoe sina.
What has the maker done?
Naon pencipta lakukeun?
He's put in these little seeds.
Anjeunna neureun siki laleutik.
So you won't get depressed when you finish. Kadarek
moal stres sanggeus ngadahar apel.
So when you put them in the dirt.
Waktu sadarek malakeun apel.
What do you get?
Anuk sadarek kenging.
More apples.
Tangkung seur apel.
You have infinitely more chance of convincing me no one designed the Coca-Cola can.
Sadarek tiasa ngayakinkeun abdi teu ngarancang Coca-Cola.
As you have of convincing me there's no God.
Seperti saya urus sadarek, Gusti teh teu aya.
The whole of creation testifies to the genius of God's creative hand.
Sadaya ciptaan nunjukkeun panangan Gusti.
I guess one of the greatest places to see a miracle of God's creation.
Karena hiji cara keur ningali mujizat ti ciptaan Allah.
Is in the mirror.
Nyaeta kaca.
Do you realize you sneeze at 120 miles an hour?
Sadar bensin teh 120 mil per jam.
Every time you sneeze, you shut your eyes.
Mun bersih saderek berem.
You haven't got any choice.
Gaya pilihan.
You are pre-programmed to shut your eyes.
Saderek tos di programnya eta.
Don't try and prove me wrong.
Don't go back.
You could send out two bullets that could injure someone.
Saderek bisa nembakkan dua pelor nu bisa nyilakakan batur.
I mean, it's just how wonderful God has made us.
Nunjukkan kumaha kawasana Gusti.
We don't think much about
urang
here.
Urang sekarang ngemutkan ngenaan buk.
Until it leaves us.
Dugi ka urang botak.
But where does hair come from?
Tapi dimana asalna buk?
There's a fine layer of scalp.
Aya hiji lapisan siran halus.
And up comes the hair, pre-programmed to grow in different directions.
Geus diprogram keur jadina buk.
Each of us have got a natural part.
Urang boga bagian alami.
For fleas to walk up. It all grows in different directions.
Kita jadi di tempat nu beda.
The hair here is different direction from the hair here.
Bukai barareda.
This is obviously to keep shampoo out of your eyes. Think of how a baby forms in the womb.
Kuma prosesna aya orok dina rahim.
Lady becomes pregnant.
Istri jadi reuneuh.
Doctor says eat lots of good food and drink milk.
Dokter sing loba dahar nu ngandung gizi jeung minum susu.
Because the baby won't grow.
Orok mah sehat.
If it doesn't get food and milk.
Mun cukup dahareunana jeung susu.
Because that's what makes up the baby.
Ieu nu nyieun orok sehat.
What is milk?
Ieu susu.
Chewed grass.
Yukut.
That's all it is. What's grass?
Ari jukut.
Rearranged dirt.
Kotoran nu di daur ulang.
Grass gains its substance from the dirt.
Jukut jadina dina taneuh nu kotor.
The cow chews the grass, makes it the milk.
Sapi ngagayam jukut jadi susu.
Mother drinks the milk, makes the baby.
Ibu minum susu jadi orok.
So the baby is just really rearranged, glorified dirt. Which is in line with what the Bible says.
Sesuai jeung kitab suci.
You are a grown baby. You are grown dirt. Because God made man from the dust of the earth. And biologists tell us the same 14 elements that are in the soil.
Ahli biologi ngajar 14 elemen nu aya dina tanah.
The same 14 elements that are in the human body.
14 elemen anu sarua jeung dina awak manusia.
Think about an egg for a moment.
Pikirkeun ngeunaan endog.
Where does an egg come from?
Di mana asalna endog?
The chicken.
Ayam.
Well, you give a chicken trash at night.
Bere runtah ka ayam.
Anything off your plate?
Naon sesa dina piring?
Just trash.
Runtah.
Makes this next morning. In a little hygienically sealed package.
Di kotak nu bersih.
How does it do it?
Kumaha ieu bisa?
Chickens are stupid.
Ayam
man can't do it.
Mal bisa.
We can't make trash into eggs. We'll never clue.
Urang mah bisa nyieun runtah jadi endog.
Neither can we make grass into milk.
Oge ngarobah jukut jadi susu.
Is the chicken more intelligent than man?
Nah, ayam leuwih pinter tibatan manusia.
Perhaps not.
Meureun teu.
Therefore, someone more intelligent than the chicken and man made the chicken.
Kulantaran kitu saurang anu leuwih pinter tibatan ayam jeung manusia.
Charles Darwin.
Darwin anu nyiptakeun teh.
That great monkey of a man.
Manusia monyet hebat.
For those who don't know, Charles Darwin was the man who brought the theory into being of man coming from monkeys.
Nu teu terang mah Charles Darwin teh nu nyieun teori manusia teh tina monyet.
He did say something intelligent in his life.
Anjeunna nyieun nu hebat sawaktu hirup.
This is what he said.
Ieu nu diomongkeun.
To suppose that the eye could have been formed.
Lamun panon teu bisa dijieun.
By natural selection,
kupilihan alam,
seems, I freely confess,
abdi ngaku secara bebas,
absurd to the highest degree.
Pamuhalan janggalar ngluhur.
He was saying that the eye just happened.
Mata teh jadi kitu wae.
Is a ridiculous thought.
Pikiran pikasirieun.
See, the eye has 40 million nerve endings.
Dina mata aya 40 juta tungtung saraf.
Focusing muscles in the eye move an estimated 100,000 times a day.
Otot-ototna keur musatkeun gerak ratusan ribu kali sapoe.
The retina has 137 million light sensitive cells.
Retina ngabogaan 137 juta sel nu peka cahaya.
I was lying on my back once.
Abdi keur ngedeng.
Looking at the clouds.
Nempo meja.
And I thought to myself,
pikiran Abdi,
clouds are full of water.
Meja teh penuh ku cai.
And when I take a bucket of water,
waktu mawa cai saember,
out to clean my car each year,
gerungal tahun ngebersihkan mobil,
that bucket feels heavy.
Ember teh karasana berat.
If clouds are full of water,
meja nu penuh ku cai,
are clouds heavy?
Nah beratun.
So I called the weather department to see whether or not clouds were heavy.
Nanya kepada meteorologi jeung geofisika.
I got the top weatherman.
Nanya kena eta.
I said, excuse me.
Punten.
Clouds full of water.
Mejete, megate, pinukucai.
He said, oh yes.
Jawabna uleres.
I said, is water heavy?
Cek abdi, saina berat.
He said, oh yes.
Jawabna pukue.
I said, are clouds therefore heavy?
Abdi ku sabab gitu mega oge.
Oh yes.
Jawabna tangtu bae.
In fact, the average
aya paktat
summer
paktana dina usum panas
puffy rain cloud, those big ones,
bahan hujan anu jadina mega badag,
weighs 140,000 tons.
Beratna 140,000 ton.
I don't want to make you scared to go outside, but it's something we have to face.
Tapi ieu nu jadi masalah.
So I said, well, what keeps it, what's happening? What keeps it up there?
And it
turns out that water is just water vapor and it forms into clouds. Forms into drips.
Jadi hujan.
And the drips drop.
Terus murad.
So I said, are there laws then?
Nah, ya hukumna.
He said, oh, yes.
Tentu aya.
I said, so there must be a lawmaker.
Jadi kudu aya nu nyieun hukumna.
He said, I've got to go now.
Kudu mios ayeuna.
See, if man admits God exists,
lamun urang ngakui yen Gusti teh aya,
he's admitting that he's ultimately responsible to him.
Manehna keur ngaku mutlak tanggung jawab ka Gusti.
And the atheist can't find God.
Ateis moal panggih jeung Gusti.
For the same reason a thief can't find a policeman.
Alasan usarua bangsat moal panggih jeung polisi.
A famous scientist, Albert Einstein, said everyone who is seriously interested in the pursuit of science becomes convinced that a spirit is manifest in the laws of the universe. A spirit vastly superior to man,
nungaluian manusia.
And one in the face of which
tembongna
our modest powers must feel humble.
Dina kataatan urang anu sederhana kudu ngarasa handap.
See, the existence of God is what's known as an axiom. And
jadi Gusti teh sapertos aksioma.
An axiom is what's called a self-evident truth.
Hiji bebeneran nu ngabuktikeun dirina.
Let me give you an example of an axiom.
Ieu conto ti aksioma.
There is no gold in China.
Gaya emas di Cina. Lain ieu hiji aksioma.
No, this is an axiom. This is a better one.
Nu leuwih gede.
Parallel lines never meet.
Gurat nu sajajar moal bantrok.
It's a self-evident truth.
Ieu bebeneran nu ngabuktikeun dirina.
If parallel lines do meet,
mun nu sajajar pamprok,
that means they're not parallel.
Nudukeun teu sajajar.
If they're parallel,
nu sajajar mah.
It means they'll never meet.
Artina teu pamprok.
It's an axiom.
Ieu teh aksioma.
A self-evident truth.
Bebeneran anu ngabuktikeun dirina.
Something that's obvious.
Jelas pisan.
Now, the existence of God because of creation is what's known as an axiom.
Ayana Gusti lantaran ciptanana ieu teh aksioma.
Now I've heard well-known preachers say you can't prove God.
Tos ngadangu tinu khotbah ka masyhur, moal tiasa ngabuktikeun Gusti.
They say you can't disprove God.
Tapi oge teu bisa ngan ngeueuhkeun Gusti.
It's all a matter of faith.
Sabab ieu mah masalah iman.
That's not true.
Ieu teu bener.
I'm going to prove to you God's existence.
Ku abdi bade dibuktikeun.
In 3 minutes.
Dina 3 menit.
Without faith.
Kudu iman.
This is how to do it.
Kumaha carana?
When I look at this building,
waktos ningal gedung ieu,
how do I know there was a builder?
Kumaha nyaona aya kontraktor?
I can't see him, hear him, touch him, taste him, or smell him.
Abdi tu bisa nempona, ngarampa, ngadenge, ngarasa, jengambe.
Oh, the building.
Oh, bangunan.
There's proof there was a builder.
Ngabuktikan aya kontraktor.
I couldn't want better proof there was a builder than to have the building as evidence.
Demi kaya ngajugrug kontraktor lantaran aya bukti gedong.
I don't need faith to believe in a builder.
Tidak perlu iman ku ayana kontraktor.
I just need eyes that can see.
Ngan ukur hayang bisa nempo.
And a brain that works.
Yung otak nu mikir.
It goes like this.
Seperti ieu.
Building.
Gedong.
Duh. Builder.
Kontraktor.
Duh.
Nya.
Now the same deep scientific principle.
Prinsip pengetahuan nu sarua.
Works with paintings.
Dina lukisan.
And painters.
Yung para pelukis.
When I look at a painting,
waktu nempo lukisan,
how do I know there was a painter?
Kumanyaona aya pelukisna.
Oh, the painting.
Lukisan.
There's proof there was a painter.
Ya buktina aya pelukisna.
I couldn't want better proof.
Gayang bukti nu leuwi.
Now exactly the same principle applies with God.
Sarua jeung Gusti.
I don't need faith to believe in God.
Oh, iman keur percaya ka Gusti.
All I need is eyes that can see.
Kentengan naon keur nempo.
And a brain that works.
Yang otak.
Opening scripture.
Tempoat dawuhan Gusti.
For the invisible things of Him.
Naon anu katempo kumantana.
From the creation of the world.
Kekuatanan anu langgeng.
Are clearly seen.
Kailahianana.
Being understood.
Katempo kupikir.
By the things that are made.
Pada melanana.
Even as eternal power and Godhead.
Dimimiti dunia ya.
So that they're without excuse.
Dia bisa ngelawan.
So just as I don't need faith to believe in a builder because I have the building as evidence.
Seperti abdi nempo gedong, tu perlu iman percaya supaya percaya.
So I don't need faith to believe in God.
Abdi tu perlu iman ker percaya ke Gusti.
Because I have creation as evidence.
Aya ciptaan ana bukti.
Now if I want to approach the builder to do something for me.
Upama ngadeukeutkeun kontraktor ker ngawangun ker abdi.
Then I need to have faith in him.
Abdi kudu iman.
And the Bible says, he that comes to God
Kitab suci, singsa anu ngarewet kalah,
must first believe that he is
kudu percaya yen Allah teh aya,
and he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Alamasian buruan ka singsa anu milarina.
So without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Teku iman teu tiasa urang caket kalah.
If I come to God denying his very existence,
nabi dongkep ka Allah nolak buktina nu ngawujud.
I'm denying the obvious.
Abdi nolak nu jelas.
Something that's axiomatic.
Sifatna aksioma.
And I'm obviously in rebellion.
Jelas pisan dina ngalawan.
And cannot please him.
Terang teu tiasa nyenangkeun mantena.
Imagine if I showed you my car.
Upama abdi gaduh mobil.
And you said, that's a nice car.
Cek abdi mah mobil teh sae pisan.
And you said, what make is it?
Cek saderek buatan mananya.
And I said to you, oh, it has no make.
Abdi lain buatan mana-mana.
It just happened out of backyard.
Ya kajadirana kitu bae di tukang.
Took millions of years.
Perlu jutaan tahun.
Come on, what make is it?
Cing, buatan mana?
Because it's been made with purpose in mind.
Dijieuna satuju jeung pikiran.
It has a windshield.
Aya kaca hareupna.
To stop the bees hitting you.
Baya nyiruan teu nyireut.
It has a windshield wiper.
Aya kipas kacana.
To smudge the bees.
Itu memprot nyiruan.
As little squirters.
Ay semprotan uletik.
To smudge them even further.
Jauh okay, bisa disemprot.
It's a friend of mine got a pair of pliers.
Babaturan gaduh tang.
And turn the squirters to the side.
Bisa nyemprot ke gigir.
So we can hit pedestrians.
Jangan rahetan ula lempang.
But when you look at the human body.
Tapi waktu nempo ke badan manusia.
You see, it's been made with purpose in mind.
Diciptakan ku tujuan dina pikiran.
Little windshields.
Ya kitu deui kaca hareup.
Little windshield wipers.
Kipas kaca nu leutik.
Come down at 500th of a second.
Turun 5/100 detik.
They don't go and annoy you.
Karta nyemprotna leutik.
Little squirters in here.
Tapi ente terus-terusan ngaganggu.
Which unfortunately can't be turned to the side of pedestrians.
Hanya kal teu bisa kagigir keur ngaraheutan nu leumpang.
And you can drink milk in the morning.
Bisa minum susu isuk-isuk.
You don't see white all day.
Terang bodasna sepapun.
You can drink raspberry drink in the morning.
Derek bisa minum jus isuk-isuk.
You don't see red all day.
Bulanem po berumna sapapoy.
There's a wonderful filtration system here that sends the liquid uphill.
Aya sistem filter anu bisa ngirimkeun ka luhur.
And cleanses it of color.
Hancurkeun warnana.
We are fearfully and wonderfully
made.
If we just happen by accident,
mun urang aya lantaran kacilakan,
how come our ears are shaped to capture sound?
Kumaceuleuy urang dijieun keur ngadenge.
It's wonderful grooves that funnel sound into our eardrum.
Legok nu alus ngasupkeun sora kana kekenangan.
If we happen by chance,
mun urang aya lantaran kabeneran,
why don't you see people with their noses up the other way? What a nightmare if it rained. Now I believe in physical fitness.
Abdi percaya karena segeran badan.
As you can see from my physique. I run to work each day.
Abdi digawe saban poe.
I run home from work.
Balik sanggeus gawe.
Actually, my office is 12 feet from my back door.
Kantor abdi 12 kaki jauhna ti pantau tukang rorompok.
But I do run to work.
Tapi sok lumpat sa upami miat.
There's a huge avocado tree between my back door and my office.
Aya tanggal apukat gede di antarana.
And one day while I was running to work,
iji pae waktu lumpat rek digawe,
I stopped for a rest.
Tuli eureun istirahat.
And I saw some leaves on the ground.
Nempo daun ngagoler.
So I put them in a straight line of 7 leaves.
Tuluy disusun 7 daun dilempengkeun.
I went into my office and sat down.
Terus asup ke kantor diuk.
And waited for my wife to come in.
Nungguan pun bojo asup.
And say what I thought she'd say.
Naonu bakal diomongkeun ana.
Was very predictable.
Gampang ditaksir.
She said, "What did you put those leaves like that for?"
Caurna nah make nyusun daun seperti kitu.
See, there was no way her reasoning mind.
Teka pikir pisan.
Could believe that they happened by chance.
Dipercaya yen eta kabeneran.
To fall off the tree.
Uragna kitu.
And land in a straight line of 7 leaves.
Duli marurag nyusun 7 lambar daun.
She knew.
Manena nyao.
That an intelligent mind.
Pikiran abdi.
Mind.
Nu pintar.
Had put them there.
Geus diceuneun.
And when you look at creation.
Waktu saderek nempo kaciptaan.
We see tremendous order.
Katingali waktu ngade.
The flowers, the birds, the trees.
Ika kembangan, manuk, tatangkalan.
The human body, which is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Awak manusia nu diciptakan endah pisan.
The sun, the moon, the stars.
Panon poe, bulan, bintang.
We can predict the sunrise.
Orang bisa ngaprediksikan panon poe bijil.
100 years hence.
100 tahun.
To the very second.
Nepi kayana.
Because of the order God has placed in creation.
Lantaran keteraturan nu parantos Gusti tempatkeun.
You see, the problem with the so-called atheist.
Kadarek terang masalah ateis.
Is he really does think that if he sees something, he can believe in it.
Amun bener mikir manehna nempo nanaon manehna percaya.
But there are plenty of things we believe in that we can't see.
Aya nu kurang percaya padahal can katempo.
One of the best analogies.
Analogi nu panghadena.
There's television waves.
Nyata gelombang televisi.
They're invisible.
Dekat tingali.
Right now they're in front of us.
Ayeuna maranehna aya di hareupeun urang.
We can't hear them, see them, touch them, taste them, or smell them.
Teu bisa ngadangu, nempo, nyampa maranehna.
But they're there.
Tapi maranehna teh aya.
You just need a television receiver.
Mung nu perlu hiji alat penerima TV.
And our receiver is dead.
Alat penerima urang pae.
Because of sin.
Lantaran dosa.
The moment our spirit is switched on,
waktu tombol roh dihurungkeun,
we become aware of that spiritual realm.
Urang sadar kana alam rohani.
That invisible realm.
Alam nu teu katempo.
When I meet an atheist,
waktu panggih jeung saurang ateis,
I say to him,
abdi nyarios.
So you don't believe in what you cannot see.
Kadarek teu percaya kana naon nu teu katempo.
He says, if I don't see it, I don't believe in it.
Lamun teu katempo, abdi teu percaya.
So I said, have you ever seen your brain?
Saderek pernah nempo otak, saderek?
He said, no.
Teu.
So, from what you're saying, there's no evidence to show that it does exist.
Namun kitu teu aya bukti keur nunjukeun eta teh aya.
So you can't say that.
Saderek teu bisa ngomong kitu.
God says the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Now we're going to take a few moments to prove the atheist doesn't exist. There is no God is an absolute statement.
Gaya Gusti nyata pernyataan anu mutlak.
To make an absolute statement, you need absolute knowledge.
Yang nyen pernyataan anu mutlak perlu pengetahuan mutlak.
Let me give you an example of an absolute statement.
Abdi bade masihan saderek contoh pernyataan mutlak.
There is no gold in China.
Gaya emas di Cina.
Now, for that statement to be true,
supaya eta pernyataan leras,
I must know there's no gold in China.
Abdi kedah terang ke aya emas di Cina.
I've got to know there is no gold in China for the statement to be true.
Ke aya emas di Cina eta teh leras.
Because if there is gold in a riverbed,
lamun aya emas di dasar walungan,
in a rock,
dina batu karang,
in a Chinaman's mouth,
dina bahan orang Cina,
in his filling,
tambahan baos,
then my statement is untrue.
Pernyataan abdi teh teu leres.
So to make the absolute statement there is no gold in China,
jang nyen pernyataan mutlak teu aya emas di Cina,
I must have absolute knowledge,
abdi kada gaduh pengetahuan mutlak,
that there is no gold in China.
Gaya emas di Cina.
Now there is no God,
gaya Gusti,
is an absolute statement.
Iji pernyataan mutlak.
For that statement to be true, I must have absolute knowledge.
Supaya pernyataan teh bener, kudu boga pengetahuan nu mutlak.
I need to be omniscient.
Perlu jadi segala nyaho.
Now let's say this circle represents all the knowledge in the universe.
Omongkeun buludan ngawakilan sakabeh pengetahuan di jagat.
And I say to the atheist,
caritakeun ka nu ateis.
The someone who had all knowledge,
nu mibanda loba ka nyaho,
would know everything about everything.
Bakal nyahun segala hal oge.
He'd know how many hairs upon every head.
Anjeuna tererangan lobana buuk dina sirah.
Every thought of every heart.
Unggal pikiran jeung unggal hate.
All history would be before him.
Cadaya sejarah aya di manehna.
He'd know all about.
Manehna bakal nyahungeunaan.
The secret love life.
Sirah kahirupan asih.
Of the fleas on the back.
Ikutu sirah.
From Napoleon's grandmothers.
Nunina Napoleon.
Black cat.
Kucing hideung.
I mean, nothing would be hidden from his eyes.
Abdi teu aya nu teu katingali ku anjeuna.
I say, Mr. Professing Atheist.
Abdi nyarita, Pak anu ngak.
Let's say you have an incredible.
Misalkeun miboga hal nu luar biasa.
1%.
1%.
Of all the knowledge in the universe.
Bisa kabeh pengetahuan nu aya di dunya.
Is it possible?
Nah, bisa.
In the knowledge you haven't yet come across,
dina pengetahuan nu can katimu,
there is evidence of God's existence.
Aya bukti di mana ayana Gusti.
If he's reasonable,
boga kelakuan nu pantas,
he'll be forced to say,
manehna kapaksa ngomong,
yes, it is possible.
Nyameureun.
In the knowledge I haven't yet come across,
dina pengetahuan nu ku abdi can nyaho,
there is evidence to prove God exists.
Aya bukti di mana Gusti teh.
So he has to say,
manehna kudu ngomong,
with the limited knowledge I have at present,
ku pengetahuan abdi nu kabatas ieu,
I've come to the conclusion there's no God.
Ku kasempuran yen teu aya Gusti.
But I really don't know.
Pi abdi teu terang.
So he's not an atheist.
Anjeuna lain sorang ateis.
He's an agnostic.
Tapi sorang agnostik.
And the Latin equivalent word,
nya eta teu ngarti, jeung agnostik,
for agnostic, is ignoramus.
Kecaplati nu sarua.
Which adequately sums up.
Anu singkat.
The intellectual capacity.
Kapasitas intelektual.
Of a man who looks at a building.
Nu ningali ka hiji wangunan.
And doesn't know if there was a builder.
Nu teu nyaho na aya wangunan.
Now let's turn in our Bibles.
Angga urang buka kitab suci.
To Proverbs 28:26.
Ciloka 28 ayat 26.
Now in Proverbs 28:26, the first portion,
Siloka 28 ayat 26 ka hiji,
the Bible says something very simple,
kitab suci nyarioskeun hal nu sederhana,
but very profound.
Tapi hade pisan.
It says, he that trusts his own heart,
anu percaya ka hatena sorangan,
is a fool.
Manehna jalma bebal.
If you trust your own heart,
mun sadek percaya ka hate sorangan,
the Bible says you're very foolish.
Kitab suci nyarita salerek jalma bebal.
Never trust your natural senses.
Jong percaya kana panca indra.
Plenty of people are dead because they trusted the natural senses.
Banu maut lantaran percaya kana panca indra.
They were driving their car.
Menuju nyetir mobil.
And they say, I've got plenty of room between me and that truck.
Maranehna nyarios roba lolongkrang antara kuring jeung eta truk.
Never trust your own judgments.
Jong percaya kana pamikiran sorangan.
Bible says, lean not to your own understanding.
Kitab suci nyarios sing percaya ka gusti tapi nu hate maneh.
Trust the Lord with all your heart.
Jong gumantung kana pamikiran maneh.
A famous American named Benjamin Franklin.
Urang Amerika namina Benjamin Franklin.
Said the older I grow,
nyarios abdi beuki sepuh.
The more apt I am to doubt my own judgment.
Beuki ragu kana cara pikir abdi nyalira.
And to pay more respect to the judgment of others.
Leuwih ngahargaan pamikiran batur.
You see, our eyes,
mata-mata,
will tell us,
masihan terang ke urang,
there's water on the highway on a hot day.
Aya cai di jalan waktu panas menterang.
You can see it.
Direk tiasa ningal eta.
It's very clear.
Jelas pisan.
You can see the reflection of trees in it.
Tiasa ningal bayangan tetangkalan.
So what do
you do?
Drive through it.
Teras nyupiran.
Go around it.
Murilingan.
Stop, clean your teeth.
Eureun jeung gosok.
Have a drink, wash your car.
Minum, mumbah mobil.
It's not there.
Gaya cai dirinya.
Your eyes will tell you the sky is blue.
Anu ngabejaan yen langit.
When it's not.
Padahal henteu.
Ask anybody who's been up the space.
Menta kasawai anu geus kaluar angkasa.
If he had to clean blue off a spaceship when he came down.
Nah warna biru teh kudu dibersihkan tina pesawat waktu maranehna turun.
There's no color up there.
Gaya warna.
It just looks blue.
Ketinggalna wae biru.
You see, when we see red,
tu urang ningali beureum.
It makes us angry.
Ngadamel urang ambek.
If this carpet was red.
Karpet ieu beureum.
We were wearing red.
Lamun make ieu beureum.
This was red.
Mun ieu beureum.
People would see red.
Jarma bakal ningali beureum.
They'd get angry.
Maranehna ngambek.
Green makes us feel peaceful.
Ejo nyeun urang tengterem.
And blue gives us a sense of well-being.
Biru nyeun rasa bunga.
And God in His goodness has colored the sky blue.
Gusti ku kasihna mere warna langit biru.
We get the impression it's blue for some reason.
Urang kenging alasan ieu biru.
And it makes us feel good.
Nu ngadamel urang betah.
Our eyes tell us the sun rises.
Panon mere nyaho panon poe bijil.
No one's ever seen a sunrise.
Kayan tu pernah ningali panon poe bijil.
The sun stays still.
Panon poe tegerak.
The earth turns.
Dunya nu muter.
But the eyes say, oh, the sun's rising.
Tapi panon, panon poe keur bijil.
Our eyes can't be trusted.
Panon teu bisa dipercaya.
Let me show you an optical illusion.
Beri beri nunjukkan ilusi penglihatan.
This shows that the eyes play tricks on us. This is a
anu nudukeun panon ngaulinkeun urang.
Pencil.
Ieu teh patlot.
We see if I can get this good.
Nah, abdi tiasa ngalakukeunana bangun anu hade.
There we go. Or, here's another optical illusion.
Ieu ilusi panon nu sajena.
Which looks longer, the pink or the blue?
Mana nu leuwih panjang, warna kayas atau biru? Nu biru geus pasti.
The blue looks long. It's obvious.
Duh.
Duh. The pink looks longer.
Nu kayas katingali leuwih panjang.
The eyes are playing tricks.
Panon nu keur ngulingkeun.
Because they're exactly the same size.
Lantaran suara ukuranana.
Or here's another optical illusion.
Ieu ilusi nu sajena.
Which way is the arrow pointing?
Ke mana arah anak?
Is it going up?
Nunjuk ka luhur.
Down.
Kana.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep your eyes on it. Which way is the arrow pointing?
Tingali terus ke mana arah anak panah ieu.
Up. Okay.
Ah.
Well, let's stop it here and ask which way are the arrow going to point now?
Urang eureun ke mana arah anak panah ieu nunjukna.
Or watch this.
Ieu ilusi penglihatan lain akal-akalan.
That's an optical illusion. It's not even a trick.
Perhatikan.
When I meet an atheist,
waktu panggil jeung urang ateis,
I say, Mr. Atheist,
dinaruk Pak Ateis,
if you're an atheist and you read the Holy Bible,
mun bapa ateis geus maca kitab suci,
it'll just be an empty book.
Giteh mung kitab nu taya hartina.
If you go to church,
Bapak indit ke gereja,
and you believe in God,
percaya ke Gusti,
the Bible will be a dry history book.
Sucinya adalah buku sejarah, ngapusankeun.
But if you're a Christian,
mun Bapak orang Kristen,
and you read the Bible,
maka kitab suci,
become alive and full living color.
Hirupi nu warna.
See, eyes really can't be trusted. They're very.
Panon teu bisa dipercaya.
They're easily fooled.
Maranehna dibohongan.
Take for instance.
Contohna.
These two American dollars.
Dua dolar Amerika.
They're real American dollars.
Maranehna laras urang Amerika.
Aren't they?
Nah,
They're not counterfeit. These are $1 bills.
Di laras sa dolar Amerika.
If I put them together.
Dijikeun.
Wow. $5.
Lima dolar.
You're probably asking, can I do that with your money? Well, mail it to me, I said I can do. Or, if you trust your eyes, your eyes will tell you there are three pieces of rope. Short, medium, and long.
Pondok, sedang, panjang.
The shorter one is shorter than the medium one.
Nu pondok leuwih pondok tinu sedang.
Medium one's longer than the shorter one.
Nu sedang leuwih panjang tinu pondok.
And the long one's longer than both.
Nu panjang leuwih panjang tinu duanana.
If I split them though,
lamun dipisahkeun,
the three pieces look as though they're the same length.
Tiluanana.
One.
Pir sarua panjangna.
Two.
Dua.
Three.
Tilu.
And yet your eyes told you there was a short one.
Anu sadarek ngomong.
Medium one. And long one.
Sedang. Panjang.
Well, finally,
akhirnya,
this is not magic.
Ia lain sulap.
This is sleight of hand.
Ia permainan lengan.
My hands are just fooling you.
Lengan abdi keur ngabobor saderek.
So you don't have to go like that in your mind.
Pikiran saderek kudu sikat kitu.
See the scarf?
Tingali ieu salendang.
Of course you can see the scarf.
Tingali ieu salendang.
Because you trust your eyes.
Lantaran percaya kana panon saderek.
Well, watch it with your eyes. Go into my left hand.
Perhatikeun ku panon saderek.
Is it going in my left hand?
Nu bakal tileungeun kan sabdi.
See.
Tingali.
Yes.
Ya.
Which hand is it in?
Leungeun nu mana?
The right hand?
Nu katuhu.
The left hand?
Nu kenca.
Is it under the ring?
Handapeun cingcin.
Under the watch?
Arloji.
Up the sleeve?
Duhureun leungeun.
No, it's still in the hand.
Teh, ieu masih na leungeun.
Told you.
Tingali.
You can't trust your eyes.
Kaderek terang, teu bisa
kana don't clap, throw money.
Keprok, alungkeun artos.
Now what we've looked at in these sessions,
naon geus katingali dina sesi ieu,
is what's commonly called apologetics.
Nya ieu nu disebut apologetik.
Proof of God's existence.
I, ayana Gusti.
But sadly, many Christians stay in the realm of apologetical argument.
Prihatin pisan loba urang Kristen cicing di alam apologetik.
All they ever do is say to people,
nu diomongkeun ka baturan,
let me prove to you that the Bible exists.
Urang buktikeun yen kitab suci aya.
The Bible is the word of God.
Kitab suci teh dawuhan Allah.
The God exists.
Nunjukkeun ayana Allah.
But even the devil knows all that.
Iblis keterangan.
So if you convince someone of God's existence,
mun saderek nyaksikeun batur di mana ayana Gusti,
all you do is convince them.
Saderek kudu ngayakinkeun manehna.
There's something they already know in their heart.
Kana naon maranehna nanyaona hate?
If you stay in the realm of apologetics,
mun cicing di alam apologetik,
you're like a man who goes fishing.
Saderek jiga nuker ngusup.
With lots of bait.
Loba eupan.
And no hook.
Loba ngusup.
You'd have seen up with fat, happy fish.
Kana aya deukeut lauk gede resep.
The wriggle away from you.
Kubaige boy ngajauhan.
When you go fishing,
saderek musep,
take a hook.
Mawa usep.
And the hook is the Ten Commandments.
Usep teh 10 hukum.
So when I witness to someone,
waktu nyaksikeun ngabaran nyaksikeun,
I get their attention.
Terusan ngabejakeun 10 hukum.
And then I go through the Ten Commandments.
Ngabarandungan.
And show them they've sinned against God.
Maranehna ngaku boga dosa sarta ngalawan Gusti.
Because God doesn't want acknowledgement of His existence.
Gusti moal ngaku model kitu.
He wants repentance.
Maranehna tobat.
And faith in Jesus Christ.
Iman dina Yesus Kristus.
So learn to go through God's law.
Diajar nyebutkan 10 hukum.
Learn to say to people.
Omongkan kanu sajen.
If you tell one lie, then you're a liar.
Lamun urang ngabohong bakal jadi tukang bohong.
If you hate someone, you're a murderer.
Lamun ngewa eta teh maehan.
If you steal one thing, you're a thief.
Lamun maling eta teh bangsat.
If you hate someone,
lamun mikeun ngewa,
You commit murder in your heart.
That's
the hook.
Usip.
Brings the knowledge of sin.
Mawa pengertian hal dosa.
You say, what say someone says I don't believe in God?
Malamun ayanu nyarita abdi mati percaya ke Gusti.
You say it doesn't matter.
Itu masalah.
You still have to face him on judgment day.
Tapi dina poe penghakiman bakal diajukeun.
Learn to go around the intellect.
Diajar papangi jeung nu palinter.
And go for the conscience.
Nu boga hate nurani.
So if he admits he's lied.
Jadi lamun ngaku eta geus ngabohong.
He's stolen.
Geus maling.
And he's lusted.
Ngalajur nafsu.
It doesn't matter if you don't believe in hell.
Dina naon teu percaya neraka oge.
Doesn't matter if you don't believe in judgment day.
Dina naon teu percaya poe hukuman.
You've admitted to me you're a lying thief.
Saderek ngaku saderek bangsat jeung tukang bohong.
And you have to face God whether you believe in him or not.
Saderek kudu nepangan Gusti rek percaya rek henteu.
Just say to him if he walks in front of a truck.
Aun manena leumpang hareupeun truk.
And he says, oh, I don't believe in trucks.
Teu percaya ya truk.
The truck's going to kill him.
Pasti ngagilesna.
We don't change realities.
Marek ngarobah kayanana.
Through unbelief.
Katu percayanana.
So what God calls us to do is be true and faithful witnesses.
Anu ku Gusti dipewarang ngalakukeun bakal jadi saksi nu bener jeung satya.
So pray for wisdom.
Ngadoa keur hikmat.
Study show yourself approved.
Diajar supaya saderek ditampi.
Say, God, give me a burden for the lost.
Ceritakan Gusti pasihan abinya kanu leungit.
And let us work.
Ayu urang digawe.
While it's still day.
Mengpeung beurang.
Let's just close on that.
Mangga urang tutup ku doa.
Amen.
Amin.